Good evening. The show begins in the Federal Reserve. The 7 cuts at the beginning of the year that became 6 and 5 cuts, and then whittled down to 4 and 3 cuts starting June, are now 1 cut maybe, and maybe after the election, that would be December. The economy is strong. 2.7 is the estimate growth percent in 24, according to the IMF. That's triple Japan's. Too many times the 0.2 of Germany. More than five times the UK, 2.7. Strong economy, lots of hiring, lots of business, and inflation. At 5.5%, we're not slowing down. Good for us. The contribution of the federal government at this point is spending that drives the inflation another day. And then a turnaround Germany with Judy Dempsey in Berlin. Olaf Scholz, the chancellor, is in Beijing, hat in hand, looking for business with Xi. His economy's at 0.2. He needs business wherever he can find it. And Judy doubts that authoritarians are the best partners. Looking for leadership at NATO, I note that Mark Rutte, the longtime serving prime minister of the Netherlands, is a consensus choice except for 4 members of NATO, Hungary, Slovakia, Romania, and Turkey. Now, the name Ioannis, the Klaus Ioannis, the president of Romania, is mentioned because he's on the front line, eastern shore, eastern shoulder, eastern wing of NATO. On to the limits of diplomacy. Mary Kissel comments, the disappointment of soft power after the missile and drone attack of Jerusalem. Also, Republican isolationism is driving the grim mood in Ukraine. Where does it come from? It's inherited. It's a part of the party. It's been there since the Civil War. None of our business, say Republicans. It comes and goes. And then another conversation about Germany, this time Joseph Sternberg of the Wall Street Journal praising Germany for sticking with its Zeitenwende, $100 billion, announced in 22. It runs out in 27. Will they re-up it? They're not using it to plug holes in the economy. They're spending it on defense. Some of it's gone to Ukraine. A conversation about London, doubting Shakespeare. Well, actually, it's an American scholar, Ms. Winkler. And she's to make a presentation in London in June, arguing or presenting a case that Shakespeare, long considered to be somebody who wasn't Shakespeare, was in part female. I do not have the book. I note, though, that it's a gathering point in London now. Shakespeare's wonderful. I reminded Joe when we talked that Monty Python proved to me many years ago that Shakespeare was actually a suburban couple. So Shakespeare's anybody you want him to be. Talented. Iran and its suspect nuclear weapons program, attention of both Richard Goldberg and Andrea Stricker of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. In between, a conversation about Romania and a conversation about Iran and its means of getting money in fashion that is sanctioned but not interrupted. Why did Raisi call Putin? We're told that he did. Gregory Copley speculates. You can only speculate. And the AUKUS is being augmented by a series of bilaterals, the Philippines and the U.S., South Korea, the U.S. and Japan, Japan and the Philippines, a network around China, containing it in some fashion, perhaps. Apocalyptic globalism and mundane nationalism, a conversation with Gregory Copley, great fun, big thinking about the last century and a half and what we're seeing right now with Xi running out of energy because his economy is sagging. As Gregory says, Deng Xiaoping gathered the treasure chest, and Xi has spent all of it. And now, there's more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.